And dreaded though it might be, tax time also holds the promise for many of a tax refund. That includes the working poor because of something called the Earned Income Tax Credit. Last year, it took about $60 billion from taxes paid by better-off Americans and gave it to the poor. And here's the surprising thing. This redistribution of wealth has been embraced by every president from Ronald Reagan to Barack Obama. To tell us why, here's Marianne McCune of Planet Money and WNYC.
One sign of how happy the Earned Income Tax Credit makes people?
Earned Income Credit.
That's Lynn Matthews filing her tax return at a pro bono tax center in Newark, New Jersey. And Matthews isn't the only one singing the program's praises. Richard Burkhauser is an economist from Cornell University.
I'm not exaggerating when I'm telling you, look, I've been doing public policy since the 1970s. This program worked. And there's not a hell of a lot of these programs where you can see the tremendous change in the behavior of people in exactly the way that all of us hoped it would happen.
The Earned Income Tax Credit was designed in part to put welfare moms to work. See, in the 1930s, in the early days of welfare, many of the women who received it were widows. Americans didn't think they should have to work, so the government paid them to stay home. But by the 90s, the idea of paying people not to work seemed backwards. If moms want to get paid, they should get a job.
And by God, they did. It worked.
In 1993, President Bill Clinton offered low-wage workers this deal. If you've got kids and you're working but poor, for every dollar you earn, the government will give you a big bonus. Let's say you make $15,000 a year. That bonus could hit almost $6,000. And it comes in one lump sum. The first year Miriam Ochoa got it.
Are you serious? This is for me?
More than $3,000 for a woman who made about $9,000 that year. Economists say the Earned Income Tax Credit lifts working people out of poverty. Ochoa came from Ecuador with a green card. She was on food stamps, in debt from a divorce, and caring for a son in special ed. On her long commute to work, she remembers going past McDonald's every day and smelling the French fries, but telling herself,
"You have to say no because I have to pay my rent."
Ochoa says that first $3,000 and even larger refunds since allowed her to do things she never could have. Exactly the point. She paid her debts. She got an associate's degree in accounting, got off food stamps. She even moved to a better school district for her son, despite higher rent.
I found the apartment there, and I changed my own life.
This gets to one feature of the credit that economists love. It goes back to Milton Friedman, one of the most influential conservative economists of the 20th century. His idea was, don't give people programs. Give them money and let them decide how to spend it. And maybe they don't spend it on the basics. The first year Miriam Ochoa got her credit, she spent $1,000 on two plane tickets to Disney World and Universal Studios. Her son's favorite part, the Incredible Hulk roller coaster.
He's a small, little fat boy and running and say, "Mother, come with me, do it right." I said, "No, it's too much. I cannot do it, but go, go."
To Ochoa, this money was well spent. Her ex-husband had promised the trip to her son, but never came through. And she says taking him was a key moment in his life. Now he's in college, studying graphic design in Orlando. The Earned Income Tax Credit is not perfect. It doesn't help people who can't get work. Some people game the system. Others are eligible but never collect. But while most programs to help the poor are constantly under the magnifying glass, this one has expanded every decade since the 1970s. Encouraging poor people to work and giving them a boost for keeping at it remains relatively uncontroversial. For now, Marianne McCune, NPR News, New York.